Big Trouble, Derek, Carlotta, everyone is finding and redefining their voice. And now we are using ours for tonight's Star After Show. Welcome and stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It makes you think you're a piano player. I'm like, doom.
All right. This song is so smooth. I love it.
Yeah, I love especially that they put it in the episode.
Yeah, it's like good ride music. You just like ride out with the windows down and stuff like that. Anyways, thank you all for joining me for season 2, episode 4 of Star, titled It Ain't Over. I'm your host, Ivana Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams. And it's just the two of us, but that's okay. Introduce yourself, girl.
We good. Hey, it's Shauna O. You can catch me on all social media at Shauna, at DShauna O. And Kiki Palmer in the same episode with Star and Ayana. The powerful women.
Yeah.
Tonight were just on point, so I have to talk about that. We got to delve into
it. Was
it.
A lot of egos clashing, wasn't it?
I saw it all,
and I liked it. It makes for good drama.
I think the men in the show really enjoyed it. This show,
probably.
I noticed.
I can see that. Yeah, because so it starts off where it picked up actually from last episode, and you know, Star's talking to her dad. He's saying at a hotel in somewhere. He's like, and I'm not going anywhere. And then she spits in his face, and she goes somewhere. Oh my God. She walks off. I wasn't expecting her to spit in his face, but I wasn't surprised.
So. I expected her to at least, you know, slap him or something like that, but the spit is...
You were expecting a slap?
Star will slap a person in a minute.
She will, but I just thought that she was going to use her words, but I guess that's just...
That's too taking mature. A bit much from Star. She's not quite
Ivana,
that mature.
That's too mature.
But yeah. To spit in someone's face is like the ultimate disrespect, and I think right. She needed him to know, you are nothing to me.
Yeah.
Deep moment, I liked it.
Yeah, because I was like, I remember last episode, I was like, did we see him at all last season? And we're like, no, we didn't. So the fact that he's just now popping up just really goes to show. And she hadn't seen him since she was a child.
No, the backstory is crazy on
this
one.
And so they get into that more.
There,
I know.
Just like, I don't care if you're high.
I have a good
not.
Question, but I'm going to wait to the end about, you know, like forgiveness and all that stuff. Because I'm like, look, this is difficult. But
this is. And it's one of those things where it's not just a one conversation type of
not
thing.
Not at all.
So he should have been, he needed to have a whole archive of letters to show that I've been writing you for 20
a journal.
Years.
Hello. Right? I know, for real.
And I'm a bad, bad man.
Right. I'm a bad, bad man. So we also get a sneak peek of Kiki Palmer, and she has this huge diva attitude.
Fab.
Yeah, it's as Gigi. She's going to be featured as Gigi. But to me, I'm like, girl, this is Kiki Palmer playing Kiki. Like,
yes, that is her
all
day.
Over again.
She plays her own role. And the beautiful part about it is she's glam doing it. And I love how Ayana's reacting to Gigi.
In right.
This is what the move that needs to be made because Ayana needs
it's
to.
It's a total, like, the dynamic is switching, right?
It is.
I'm like, okay, I like this.
I like this because Ayana has been on her high horse and I need her to sit it down.
Yeah, it's a very humbling experience right now, isn't it?
It is. We found out some things about Ayana, though, that made me feel a little more empathetic towards her.
I almost softened up for her a little bit, and I was like, no! I don't want to soften up for her. I don't want to understand her.
I did, but you're right. I pulled it back. As soon as she started talking smart again, I was like, you know what?
Never mind.
You ain't good.
No,
never mind.
Yeah, so Star, we're supposed to look it up again. Maybe y'all can tell us in the live chat. Hey, everyone in the live chat, thanks again for staying with us week after week here. We really do appreciate it. Again, thanks for following us over here to this new platform.
We love you guys.
If any of you know, you can say in the live chat, we're trying to get, again, Paris Jackson's character's name on the show. I had it written down before, but I didn't have enough time to write to look it up again. Sorry. So Star fights her. Right. After, I mean, the girl, she was so disrespectful, and she kept, like, making kissy faces at Simone, and I'm like, okay, like, this is, stop. Because I think we all agreed that this is pretty, it's predatory.
Yes.
You know.
Simone was not feeling it. She wasn't, it wasn't like an exchange of
not at all.
Good energy.
Yeah.
It was uncomfortable. So I wasn't here for
absolutely. It. But I was thinking that this was about to go into, because the way that she walked out, she was like, nope. I thought it was about to be another, like, sequence of something or them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe a flashback, a dream sequence.
Yeah, dream sequence. Well, yeah, exactly, with them like singing and dancing and stuff, and I'm like, here we go again. But it wasn't. It was real. I was really expecting her to snap out of it.
I think she choked her.
Well, how did they get... She did something to the girl. I think she must have pushed her or slapped her because she knocked over a table and fell over.
Yes, and when I saw her hit the ground, I was like, okay, this is a real fight. It's because real. Star's on top of her, choking her out.
Choking that girl out. I was like, oh my God. You know you can kill this girl, right?
She picked the right one, though, because she didn't even fight back.
No, she didn't.
Real quick, the live chat that came through with the name Rachel.
Okay. Rachel, thank you, y'all. She wore a neck. Thanks, y'all. Rachel. We got it.
And then I love how somebody in the chat, thank you, who said she did the African Jamaican girl spit. She leaned back and hocked back.
Ew. Well, I've never heard that in my life. That must be Rhea. I don't know that. So, like I said, I just thought it was just a joke. I thought she was going to snap out of it, but...
The reality hit us hard, just like it hit Rachel.
Ayana was upset, because I really thought, I was like, well, this is it. Like, they're getting dropped from the label. There's going to be no more Big Trouble. They're going to start back at square one again. But we see it didn't really go that way.
But what does that say about Ayana? The fact that she totally is not even... She's threatening to drop them from the label, but she knows their value. I can tell that now. And she has something riding on this. So maybe she doesn't have as many acts as she says she has, or so much money or something, because... She continues to say, we're going to drop you from the label, and Star just beat up a girl. That would be ultimate drop you from the label reason for anyone
and like
else.
A lawsuit and, you know.
Everything else, right?
But, yeah, I guess you're right. She does notice their talent, but she also, like, can't get rid of them. So, you have to deal with people that you can't get rid of, because, like, damn, you're in my office again. Damn, right. You're at my party.
That's
like,
true, right. Carlotta.
Y'all won't go away.
Leave me alone. I said I don't want you guys. And they're like, you do.
Right.
Because we're
they're like, so we're performing at the next show. Like, what?
I see her starting to give in, though. Like,
she's absolutely like,
how did you get in my show? But it's really like, well, you just turned my show out. So I'm really not complaining.
Right. And then Gigi liked it. So,
Which was great.
Yeah. And so... Derek and Grandma have a conversation. This I had all the feelings. Look, you already touching your heart. I know, girl. And so Derek and Grandma, they had that conversation because she overheard the conversation between Alex and Derek. Alex really wants him to just pick it up, like. And I hate saying that, especially for someone who is disabled. I think it's temporary, anyways.
Me too.
But still, you know. There was a line in there where she says, stop acting like your life ended that night. And he says, stop acting like it didn't.
Powerful. So many different people go through these perspectives where it's like, you can't understand someone until you hear the other side of the story. Mm-hmm. And the way that he portrayed that, it really touched me and made me kind of feel a little less. Because I've been saying, man up, Derek. Like, you've been down for a minute. Alex has been taking everything in. Like, she's been taking care of you. You know this. And he's really a masculine. Like, I think he really wants to take care of her. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he hasn't been able to has been affecting him.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, we can kind of see it in his eyes. Like, he's absolutely depressed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's pieces of him that are absolutely gone. And I mean that in many ways. So, I mean, I could tell that he felt like his life is ended. There's, like, he has no more hope, you know?
But tough love is usually the grandmother's route, to be honest. Grandmothers usually hit you with the tough love. And sometimes, you know, I've noticed that he had two dynamics because he has Alex and he has the grandmother. And Alex is doing it in a much more, like,
subtle, very soft,
very caring. And the grandma's like, okay, I got the other side of the cookie for you.
Yeah,
and it's burnt.
And it's burnt.
So
she slapped him, and I was like, okay, no, that's not. Like, I wasn't cool with that.
No,
I wouldn't slap nobody in a wheelchair. Like, especially.
Oh, my God. I mean, don't see it like that. That's her grandson, and he just, like,
bucked
up.
Yeah, but even if I was a grandma, if it was my family member, like, I'm also not going to slap you in your wheelchair.
Okay, not in her defense, but just to say, just to give a little points, she's an alcoholic and she, like,
we know Granny ain't all the way there.
Granny's not all the way
there. So I get, like, why she did it, but
she has these losses that she's discussing at the moment, her two sons, and I think that what she did was her way of trying to fight for him to rise up from where he is right now, because
they're definitely a small family. Yeah, they're a small group. So I understand her wanting him to do more and just have more life in him. But I'm like, girl,
don't slap him though.
My God, don't literally slap him when he's down. Mike, oof, Jesus. Okay, so then we see Carlotta meets up with Brody at a park somewhere.
Shady. My shady alarms were like,
shady, aren't they? They're always shady. Yeah, and so apparently she has a hidden secret, which we didn't know, because he asked, like, what about what you did to Mary? And I'm like, ooh, what did she do?
Right, but it seemed so dark, I couldn't even get into it. Like, I wanted to be, like, juicy, juicy. I was like, wait a minute, Carlotta, did you kill her? Because, listen,
I was trying not to think that deep.
I tried not to, but it came right out.
Yeah,
I was like,
no,
do not.
I feel you.
And the way that she reacted to him was she kind of shrunk back. Like, at first,
she
was
shut,
like,
down.
She was the mother bear at first. And then she was like, okay, well, you know my secret. So.
Right. Okay, well, I'm just going to be quiet now.
Close that up.
Yeah. No, I kind of felt the same way. But I'm like, maybe she probably just pushed Mary too hard, knowing that Mary was a drug addict.
Right.
That's one of the other elements I was thinking.
And then I'm sure she also had some underlying, like, issues with the fact that, you know, Mary took Jahil.
Oh, yeah.
And so she probably was like, okay, so you're doing drugs and you got my man. So what the heck do you need me to supervise the situation?
Mm.
You guys handle that. Mm. You know what I mean? So think about, I guess, it from Carlotta's point of view as a younger woman.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, because we even see, too, later on, Carlotta had said that she sees more of herself in Star, the selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing that, I'm like, okay, now I can see that she didn't. Yeah, she was so selfish, you know, and over Jahil, and she just didn't care about what Mary was going through.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys, best friend, frenemies. What, I don't know. Is she a best friend or is she a frenemy? Because that was kind of fake. Like, that
Carlotta?
Was fake.
Well, I mean, you know, if you take my man, you're not my best friend anymore. So.
Okay, yes, but I don't want to, like, let you die off drugs.
Well, thanks, but, like, I don't know.
For being a good friend, even though I haven't been a good friend to you, but no. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, hey, everybody reacts to fame and just having their man taken differently, so.
Either way, I think we can both agree that Carlotta should be forgiven. She should forgive herself.
She should absolutely forgive herself.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a long time ago, and it's nothing you can do about it. Just go ahead and go to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did. Of,
yeah, exactly. And when she went to church with Maurice, because I was like, where the hell are they going? And
me
they
too.
End up going to church. And I'm like, okay. I didn't know that she wasn't as active in the church after the incident that happened with her daughter, Cotton.
Right.
I thought that she was still very active in the church.
I hadn't seen her in the church.
Yeah,
as much.
Right. So we hadn't seen her. I just thought that she was.
Right. And then for me, I feel like that last, that exorcism type of thing
that
Tyrese
was.
Tried to do with
God,
his crazy
that made
self.
Me so angry.
And I'm sorry, I don't remember his stage name on there, but he tried to exorcise Cotton. And I think that that's what turned her off to church. But I, this whole time with Maurice, the way he spoke made me feel like he has some shady going on. And now,
I don't trust him either.
Is it me that just always thinks everyone is shady?
Well, it's Star and everybody's shady, but...
Okay. Yes, you're right.
Tell me, what do y'all think in the live chat? Do y'all trust
Maurice?
I mean, he's handsome, so I get, like, why you would fall for him and get lost in his eyes and all his muscles.
Beautiful white teeth.
Yeah, right. Lance. But I just... Because he's such a smooth talker, you know, and that's a part of his job. Like, it's sales. Selling is a huge part of his job. So I feel like he might be selling her a dream.
Right, because what did...
Well, I'm on to something.
You're on to something because I'm feeling the energy. Because what did he say? He said... I have a feeling you need to be somewhere else, and Ayana does too. Ayana is not the one to try to send anyone to church, honey. She needs to she needs to be sliding up in that pew herself so she can ask for forgiveness for her attitude.
Okay, because she is mean.
Mean all the time. Mean girls.
So I remember last episode, we saw Jahil, and he was saying that he had a track for them and everything. And Carlotta, I think, called him out. She was like, you on that stuff, man, basically. He was like, it's caffeine.
Right.
But we see
but
when he's
heightened.
In that trailer, he was cutting it up, sis. So
yes.
I'm like, oh.
With
so
the
it's...
credit card, like we see on every other movie.
Or was it a credit card or was it just like a card?
I thought it was a credit card.
No. Either way.
He's broke. He don't got no credit cards.
Right. So we saw him cutting it up, and I was like, okay, so definitely it was not caffeine with your lying butt.
I was so disappointed, you guys. I have faith in him because he's been being so sincere with Cotton about his fatherhood. And
well, crackheads can be sincere, babe.
I know, but I just didn't want to believe it. And I know they can because they be telling me $5, and I promise I didn't steal this lawnmower. You'd be like, okay, wait. But yeah, so he was cutting it up, and here comes Cotton into his new RV. Where did he get this RV from?
I don't know, but he just pulled it up, like, in Carlotta's yard, right?
He's like, welcome to my new home.
Aren't you violating a code or something? You just having this RV out here?
He's like, the law doesn't apply to me.
Right, basically. Well, because he's, you know, kind of dead.
Right.
But, yeah, so we saw him... No, when Cotton walks in or whatever, she was like, do you want me to do it with you? And she actually sat down. She's like, here, we'll just do one line. Right, you right. And I were like, what?
She has been missing the white girl. I know. Because she was like, give Cotton, me just
no,
a little.
No, that's not what he's telling you to do, girl.
And then tell me why he said, she goes, you know, you couldn't have done all this by yourself anyways, old man. Like, she's trying to help him out. Like, you know, it's too much.
Sharing is caring. Exactly. You know what?
Like, no. He shut that down really quick.
And I'm glad he did, because I was wondering, I'm like, is he going to be like, I mean, we can just do like one line together for a quick, because he looked like he was thinking for a second. I'm like, don't.
It's almost like he thought for a second, like, will this bring me closer to her?
It probably will. If we do it.
But he went against it. He did the right thing. Good hand clap for Jahil, because you don't make good decisions, sir.
Oh, he's still a crackhead. Yeah, well, so then, okay, yeah, we already talked about Carlotta in the church with Mari. So now we're at the party, right? And then Gigi and her cute dog showed up with matching lace fronts. I was like...
matching lace fronts. And she's like, get the dog. Bye,
yeah, she's
dog.
Like, somebody come get the dog. Come get the dog. Exactly. I'm like, girl, don't get that dog like that.
Like, I've taken my picture. I've made myself out into a good dog-loving person. Now get on.
What are y'all saying to us over here? Is what real life with that Rocket? Oh my God, he seems genuine to me. Okay, so some of y'all really think that Maurice is genuine. Y'all cute. Y'all
wait a
cute.
Minute.
Y'all falling for
Tyrese
it.
Tyrese needed exorcism himself in real life with that Rocket. Okay.
You know no, what? But I mean, it is kind of getting ridiculous.
It's he was true to his character. Let's just say that. He has something going on in him that needed to be exercised. You're right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so you guys know what's up in the you guys think he's genuine?
Why, though?
Can somebody tell me why? Because why do we feel like he's shady?
Why do you feel like he's genuine?
Is it because he's so fine? Because fine men be shady.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, don't fall for it just because he cute. Just because he's dark skin with all the muscles.
I want to talk about Noah and Alex, though. Did you see what that was? I mean, was there a little something there or no?
I don't know, because I feel like sometimes between creatives, like whenever, you know, you working with somebody, y'all just vibing, y'all are close, y'all feel each other, and there's like that energy between y'all, but it doesn't always have to be sexual, but it might be, so I don't know, it's star.
No, I know, at least one of us said that Alex is going to try to like venture out. I think it wasn't me, because I'm team like Daleks all day, Derek and Alex, certainly. Team Daleks right here.
I'm Team Daleks all day.
Yes, I am.
That is cute as hell.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's all over the internet. But I just think that the way that they vibed might have made her miss something in Derek. Like, you know what? We don't...
Like the ability to walk?
I need you not to do that.
No, I'm just... No.
Because she is talking about emotional. She's missing something emotionally because he's not there anymore.
He's and still Noah, there. They have sex all the time. You saw what happened in the last episode.
There. Like, he's not.
Like, to be able to pick her up.
Okay, moving on.
No, I'm just like, I feel like he has. I feel like he has it and he can bring it to her.
I mean, but mentally, like, he's not there for her because he's not even recognizing that she's holding back all of these things. And when you're creative and you're singing and she was looking in Noah's eyes, it's almost like they can exchange that energy. And I'm not saying that they're going to go after each other, but I am glad that she got that release and the outlet.
Well, clearly he's not going after her because we see who he's going after.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I really just get, like, the coworker vibe between them.
Okay.
Like, between creatives, but...
Don't be mad at me for always shipping somebody, okay? I'm sorry.
Oh, somebody else said something else in the Snapchat live chat.
Ooh, look, that's how Jay and Beyonce started. Derek needs to start walking to get his girl back. He needs
Ooh,
to
that was messy.
But he can roll and get his girl back too.
That was messy, girl. You shouldn't have read that.
How's she gonna tell you messy? Don't listen.
Huh?
She just finished talking about it.
I think Ayanna Floyd may be working with Hunter's mom in the low-key what that
Ooh,
is so
that
far
is so
out.
Good
what okay anyway So going back, we see that Jahil shows up to the club and he hands Ayanna a flash drive. So this is him trying again to pass over his music. Right.
But he did admit that it wasn't his music before. It was his cousin's, which is the nephew. Which
right.
So you guys were right.
Yeah, so that's not because I'm like, I hadn't really seen him do a lot of producing. He was more like the business, not the creative producing. So I'm like, I feel like this is his nephew's work.
Right. And it's very like Miami. It's very like... You know,
yeah,
reggaeton. So it's like, right, rompe. But it's like,
wow,
you know, I took it way back for
you
guys.
You did.
But it's just like, where is it coming from? Where is he getting the music from? We never see the cousin. So
we haven't seen him since episode one.
Right. I want to see him. I want you guys, man, listen to us. Okay, we're the
you just want to see him because you think he cute.
Well, yeah. But I also want that storyline. I need to know what's really going on with
this. I do too. I want to know if he's in some deep stuff like Hael.
Right. Is he on drugs? Is he going to be
the... Oh, I just meant like shooting people.
Oh, okay.
I'm going deep. I think he's a crackhead.
I'm like, is he...
You're like, yeah, is he on that stuff?
Is he going to come shine a light? That's what I want to know. Is he going to come and be a positive, like, something in someone's life in this... story. I want to know. I need to see him.
Did you like the song, Hold On?
I thought it was, you know, good for the moment. It was empowering. It was uplifting. And the scenes they were showing were like, good.
I feel like it was a better fit for Carlotta in church. It was, for sure. Not for at that party at the club. I was like...
I will admit that part. It was good for Derek and it was good for Carlotta, but it wasn't good for the girls. But what I think they were trying to do is like, appeal to... the hearts of the people. You know what I mean? But I didn't like that they said, y'all want to hear some real Atlanta music? And then they sing Hold On. I was like,
what's real about like the black choir in the back? I'm trying to figure it out. Because I'm like, girl, I'm going to go to sleep. No, I'm kidding.
But their dresses were really, after they split
those dresses were so cute.
They kept me awake.
I liked them before the split, actually.
You did?
But it did actually add a little bit extra sexy
contouring
with the split.
With the body. I liked it.
You're right. Yeah, and so, I mean, I don't know. I felt it was cool. I just kind of wish that maybe only Carlotta sung it. But then we see Derek, and he's really trying to get back into that, like, very proactive, activist type thing. And so he kind of inserts himself in an issue at the convenience store.
You guys, this rocked my socks, okay?
Did it?
I was hurt.
Sad. I was so sad inside. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that he should have said something?
Well, first of
all, considering his condition or not.
I think this is the first glimpse we're getting to see of that fire returning in him, where he's like, he was like that before. Remember,
he
intervened in another person's
issue. He was organizing stuff, yeah.
So this is in him anyway, and he does not like to see discrimination. And I think that he was testing out this idea of, can I still command the attention?
Do I still got it?
And... He. Before I go on to that, you guys, was that the guy in the chat?
The construction.
Was that the construction guy?
I thought it was.
Because he's like, I just got fired for some stuff like this.
I thought it was.
And he was ordering tobacco and chew and all that.
Dude, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, is this the same? But I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't, like, see the details in his face. But
did they do that on purpose? Have him ordering cigarettes and chew to make him seem more like... white boy country-ish, like, did they do that on purpose, or is that the guy? Can you guys tell?
I don't know. I mean, it could have been an added element, but I mean, you know, the fact that he's white and a man and conservative and with that, you know,
and
really southern
girl.
Accent, yeah, and he was, yeah, exactly. So being so hateful towards her, I mean, everything else like lined up, but I felt bad, so I'm like, I really hope he doesn't pull out a gun, because what I was expecting. I was expecting him to pull out a gun either on that girl or on Derek.
I ain't gonna lie, you guys. Because I am the one looking for a glimpse of hope all the time, I thought it was going to be like that slow motion scene where Derek was going to get up and do something. I was like, he's going to walk today, you guys. But, okay.
Girl, no.
Womp, womp, womp. Okay, it didn't happen. But just know that my heart was in the right place.
Yeah. Mine was too. But I'm so glad that she also went to help him back up. But clearly he's so upset. So he just
stormed off. I mean, he hit his head, though. So, I mean, they didn't even address that, but I did see that he fell and hit his head. So I hope that doesn't affect anything later.
Right, like a concussion or something. I didn't think it was that hard, but just the fact that he fell in
general. It was his ego that got bruised more so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. His ego, his pride, all of it.
Yes.
Oh, bless him. So then back at the club, we see Star has like a little... Her and Noah, they just play off each other all the time. Like, I guess it's friendly competition. It's a little too friendly at some times.
It's those two alpha personalities. That's what they do.
Oh, goodness. He said something to her. He made some sexual joke, and she was like, well, you need to be taller. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
Right. He said, we have to do it standing up. And she's like, you need to be taller.
You have to be taller. Have you ever height shamed a guy?
No. Never. Not me.
You're lying.
I've never height shamed a guy, but inside, I just don't date him.
I've said it out loud. But I mean, I don't know. I don't
just like really, really care. Tiny though. Like, you know, just yeah. So much so to where it's just like uncomfortable.
You're making me. Your height is making me uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, with this situation, they're talking about sex.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, because I don't know. I've had some guys try to walk up to me that were like, you know, 5'5" or something. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, you and I are gonna look like little friend. What?
Like this like commercial we saw that was crazy.
Yeah, that okay. commercial.
So in the chat, everyone confirms it was the same guy.
It's the same guy. Okay, and thank you. I didn't have my glasses on.
I can't read the name. Is it Bex
Karen,
G?
Yes, her name is Karen.
And then Bex G says, "Oh the yeah, that pissed make. Me off. I wanted to throw something at my TV." Okay, so you're like me. Fight the TV. Fight everybody. I'm feeling you. Yeah, because he was so racist.
He needed that to realize he needed to start his recovery back to walking. Well, I guess. He did need that. Yeah, it was the same guy.
He did come out. He did come out of it, you know, more like empowered, I think, because he told Alex later, like, this is not going to confine me. This chair is not going
to
be my life.
He's like, I'm going to be walking again. I'm like, yes, come on now.
I believe it, and I receive it.
He's still in therapy every single day, though, right?
Yes. But he feels like that's really getting out, but that's not really getting out. You're going to therapy and you're coming back home. You're not necessarily making any moves to put, like, place yourself back into society.
He needs mental therapy and physical therapy.
Agree. And so many people in the Black community don't get, and you know, a lot of people, period, don't get mental help when they need it.
Yeah.
But specifically, I think I can speak on the Black community where it's like kind of like go to church, you know,
pray it away
type of thing. But therapy is necessary, and I think it's helpful even if you don't feel like cray cray. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To deal with something so heavy as like now you can't walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Serious business.
Very, very. So Ayana, we see a part. We see the real her, as Star said. She's on the phone trying to bring her dad in, and he stood her up, I guess, because she was put on this whole party and he didn't even show up.
Wow.
She was hoping that he would be pleased. So now we see why she's so hard and so mean.
Right. And this has to
She's very like one track. Just she wants to bring in all these, you know, artists, bring in this extra money so that she can please her dad.
That's what the entire goal is to please daddy. Mm-hmm. And see, this is a different kind of daddy issue. Because, you know, sometimes it's like the daddy issue where it's like, I don't have a daddy. But this one, it's like, I can never please my father. Mm. And I could hear it in her voice, the desperation.
She almost sounded like a little girl again.
She did. She went back to childhood. Mm. And you could tell that whatever he was saying to her was just like, she's like, I got Gigi here. And he's like, okay, is she signed already? She's like, well, no, she hasn't signed yet. It's like, okay, well, bye.
You know, why are you calling me?
Right. You haven't called me with the right information. She's like, I'm working on it. You should see what I've done with the place. So obviously she has some hurt.
I feel like her relationship with her dad is also very, it's not very familial. It's business.
Right.
Like even at home, it's just a business relationship she has with her own dad. And I guess eventually we'll see who Charles Floyd is and what he's about.
Yes. And then in the chat, you guys maybe like converse with me about this. I think that she is attracted to Jahil because of her daddy issues. Because Jahil, he's like a very like cocky, the way that he portrays himself to her, cocky, confident. Absolutely. And she has something for him. I see a little fire. So it's interesting. Do you guys think that when you have daddy issues that you choose the men based upon? Because some people don't. Some people just go right ahead and choose the right guy.
Some.
When I'm thinking of Ayana and I think of Jahil together, I'm just like,
well, everybody got daddy issues on the show. I mean, dysfunction is what runs the show. So I'm pretty sure that, and you know, his cockiness matches her cockiness. So I do wonder, like, are they going to butt heads though eventually? Or are they going to be able to compromise and come together and really make something great with his producing and business skills and then her business skills.
Right, but don't forget that Jahil has been calling Carlotta Lottie and they've been having a little chemistry too, so maybe he's playing her. Maybe he's just like, whatever, I was just doing that to get us in the
door. I do feel like he's playing Ayana. I don't feel like it's genuine.
You don't? Okay. No. I mean, he's such a flirt. I can never tell.
I feel like his heart is still with Carlotta, but he's just trying to play the game, so to speak. Yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah. So Star, Simone sees her juvie mate, Karen, at the party. And I'm like, how did this girl, where'd you get these clothes and the wig?
And she rolled up with a suitcase, girl. She rolled up with the suitcase because I was like, who is that coming through the crowd?
Yeah.
And she watched her and, you know, she came to support.
Yeah. So they split up, or Simone split up with the rest of her members, and they're outside. Where are they?
In an alley somewhere. The hood. In the hood.
Okay, because Carla said something in industrial. I was like, listen, that sounds rough.
It sounds rough and far. Somewhere you
too. Yeah, and they were sipping on some. It looked like Ciroc. It looked like a Ciroc bottle. I'm like, okay, I got it. Yeah.
And somebody's a party girl.
Yeah. So they were sitting outside on the block drinking. They were missing curfew. Because I was wondering, too, and I'm like, it's pretty late. Shouldn't they be back in the...
I just didn't like that they bonded over that. I wanted them to bond over the grief and losing their mothers. Like, why do you have to bond over drinking and bad things?
Yeah, because Simone says, you know, maybe I could be your family. And then at that moment, it just looked sisterly. Like, she wants a family member. And then Karen takes advantage and tries to kiss her.
Listen, Karen did take advantage, but at the same time, Simone was leaning.
She was.
I saw it.
So I feel like Simone could have feelings for the women's.
Right, but not all the women, because she does not like Paris Jackson. She does not like
Rachel. She don't like Paris, but Paris, Rachel is also a predator, so I, you know, sure, she'll like that girl. But, yeah, man, I was like, man, okay, I get it now, which, because y'all were saying this, you know, past few seasons, episodes, I'm like, I could see her wanting a relationship, or having a relationship with a girl, just, I hope it's not Karen.
I mean, Karen might not be so bad. I think she's just misplaced and misunderstood. Because clearly, she just kept reiterating the same idea that, okay, my mom had me when she was 14. I started robbing places. I started, and then I met D, and D was family. That means she accepted her for who she was. And if you noticed, Simone even started talking different. You guys noticed that?
At what part?
When she was with her, she like let down her guard a little bit. She was a little more. Oh yeah, hood, she said
sometimes I feel like I'm invisible. Yeah,
she started to express herself, but she definitely. But even her voice, like even her inflection in her voice, they got a little more ghetto, a little more hood. She code
switched a little bit.
Yeah, she code switched a little bit to the black side.
I feel you. No, I was wondering too, but I mean, I just feel like they're on completely different planes. Yeah, I just don't. So I mean, if they do have a relationship, it's probably only going to be temporary. Like I don't. There's no way that they can have something long-term and real and genuine. So it might be temporary, but I would like to see her with another woman.
Right. A better woman. I don't know. But what I will say is that I read up on this, even though I read very, very briefly because I forgot the situation. But she's a rapper. We talked about that before, right? So Simone might bring her in and change her life. She might all of a sudden be this, you know, out You're of right. her shell. It could happen. Simone is a helpful young lady, and I think helping someone else might help her get through what she's getting through.
Okay, well, we'll see. I'm sure people in the live chat are going to be like, I agree. I disagree.
Right.
Let's see what they're saying.
They said they think she's bi.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm feeling more...
Ooh,
well, I'm 5-0, so 5-5 is fine.
Simone could be on both teams with Karen and Jahil's nephew later. Okay.
Well, but we don't know how old the nephew is, so I hope there's not a relationship with a nephew if he's like 25 years old.
Oh, right. We need to find out the age first.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Yeah.
We forget that Simone is so young, don't we?
So, yeah, I wonder if Simone is exclusively into girls or if she's sexually fluid.
I haven't seen her play, give any.
We don't really see much sexuality from her unless it's forced, you know, when she's performing because she's so young. Right. So she's still finding herself. So
I'm going to need them to go ahead and have her 18th birthday party so we can get it popping.
Like, can we?
I don't want to do too much, please? But just a little bit more, you know.
Goodness.
But I will admit that I appreciate the storyline because there has to be a high school student or somebody watching who, you know, maybe can relate to it and needs to get some of this messages.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because every story has a message somewhere.
Absolutely. Derek and Alex finally have their honest time. So wait, okay, did Derek only cook mac and cheese for dinner?
You guys, if mac and cheese is all for dinner, are you guys gonna give the man the props? Because I'm saying, baby, where's the rest?
I mean, that's because she was like, oh, it smells good in here. I'm like, oh, what did he cook? Right. And it's only mac and cheese. And I'm like.
But then she didn't even know he could make that because she's like, okay, the grandma must have made it. And he's like, I made it. And then he's like, we both have secrets that he threw that bracelet on the table. Like, tell me. Yeah. Have you been shopping?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like she didn't really open up much, though, either. Because she just went straight into sex. And I'm like, girl, you have to be. You live in their house. Like, you need to be honest.
She used. This is when she used sex to do what she needed to do, honey.
Yeah.
And he tried to resist. He said, wait a minute. I said, it was your turn. They can't. He's like, okay, I need you right now.
Take me.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I need her to express herself more because I see she's going to be emotional soon about things because mm-hmm. she's holding in too much.
She absolutely is. I mean, we already saw her flip out last episode. So, and I don't think it's done. I'm sure there's going to be more explosions coming up.
I see it being, so I think she went through the anger stage.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there's stages, you guys. And I think that she's now going to the grief because I'm noticing that she's kind of just like being more somber.
Okay. So maybe she's coming back down.
Right. And then eventually she'll be healed, though. Cause this
so
is
maybe
process.
That was the tip of it, though, like with her, you know, throwing her phone and everything. I was wondering that, too. I could see that. So Star visits her dad at the hotel, which she actually put forth the effort. She had to tell him that he's not her father and all this stuff. And he's like, you've always been with me. Mm-hmm. And he brings out this picture, or she unfolds this picture of, like, that she drew when she was a kid.
Of their family. When I tell you guys...
And Simone was in the picture too, right? It was so brief, so I didn't get to see them.
It was the mom, the dad, and the two girls. Aww. And that's when Simone expressed to... Because before Simone expressed to Karen that stepfather?
Was
in town and didn't even tell me. So she must even have some type of feeling for him, like, as a father. So this might be a good character.
I was wondering
that
if she was that connected with him as a kid.
I mean, there was the picture, and Star broke down. The most emotional I've ever seen Star. I literally had to write down that... She was so emotional over this drawing that I had to look up in the sky or else I was going to start crying.
I was too. I don't really usually get that emotional over this show. But I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. That was not. It was so sad because she did like this. She broke down.
She broke down. And I'm glad that she got it out, though, and that he was able to not lash back. Like, he was like, he took it in and was like, this is all my fault, basically. And he said that with his eyes to me.
Yeah. But then he also told her, like, girl, I was on drugs. Like, of course he wasn't making the best decisions. He was putting himself, Mary, and the two girls in danger. And Mary was too, I'm pretty sure, every single day. So, I mean, would you have been that forgiving?
It's not Star's problem, though. I mean,
it's not. Yeah.
It's not her place to have to be like, okay, well, you were on drugs, so I forgive you. Or it's like, you needed to make a better decision. You needed to go to rehab. You needed to not make a baby then, or whatever.
Yeah.
Although he did say, we did do one thing right, and that was make you. Which was like...
I know. I was like, oh my God. Because he keeps saying all the right things, too. Yeah. And that's what's tearing at my heartstrings,
but
you know.
Then, dun, dun, dun. I start thinking, when you say all the right things at the right times...
Is this the right time? It kind of feels like the wrong time, because he popped up, because like Star said, you know, he said he saw me on TV.
But the right time, because they're about to blow up. So you definitely want to get in on the beginning. You don't want to come in when they're already blown up and she's like, okay, now I have all this money. So absolutely not. He's coming in like, oh, I saw you on TV, you know, about to blow up. So this will be the right time for a scammer.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to say, because I guess the right time would have been, you know, back when she was a child to come back.
Right.
So let me know, what would y'all done? Because I feel like in a situation like that with her father being a drug addict, you have to forgive somebody over and over and over again. And like you said, you have to have multiple conversations and therapy.
Right.
And
you
have
to be okay yourself.
And I think that,
Star's
I'm saying, no, she's not. And I think that's why she's also not very forgiving of him and his situation. You just kind of have to understand, you know, why people get on drugs and why they end up doing the things that they do when they're on drugs. It's terrible.
It is.
Yeah. So then she goes over to Noah. Clearly, she's having sex to clear her mind or
to release. I mean, it's an emotional release for her, and she's crying like during the sex. But it's so interesting to me that he doesn't seem to notice. I mean, I guess maybe he thinks he's doing it so great.
Yeah, he must just be hearing like the...
the whimpers type of thing.
I guess.
I feel bad for her. Mm-hmm. Because now you see where this is how she gets her value.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I've noticed that since last season. I was like... She uses sex a lot. It's because maybe she's not she doesn't have the language to express how she feels. So she's like, let me just use my body.
Right. Or feeling helpless.
Yeah,
or feeling like...
definitely. It's like survival sex to get food or to get money for things or gas or whatever. Or just, like you said, as a release. That's
and she
all
is
she knows.
Snapping back after it, though.
Yeah.
She snaps back like, okay, well, I'm going to be the lead in the show. And I wasn't invited,
and
but I'm going
to
go.
Sex for business. Yeah, she uses that
she
a
does
lot.
That,
definitely. But... So I guess we'll go into predictions now. Okay. Oh, is the live chat back up? I wanted to see what people were saying.
And let me look for your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Mac and cheese is college kid ramen. That's all I was like, wait a minute.
And
why?
I want to address this comment I love that says, I think Gigi will be a bad influence on her, because I did not think
on which
that.
One?
It says
on Simone,
Gigi will be a bad influence on Star, I think, because I mean, we haven't seen Star humbled to anybody yet, and I don't see her bumping heads with Gigi because Gigi came off directly like kind of like a fan of Star's.
Yeah, she looked like she wanted to collab.
She looked like she wants to collab with Alex and everything, and that's what where they're gonna get there.
You know? Oh, she only looks like she wants to collab with Alex.
No, no, no. She likes them all. Okay. But I'm just saying that's where they're going to get their leverage with Ayana. Like, okay, Gigi likes us. So if you want us, I mean, if you want her, then you got to have us type of thing. But I like that idea of her being a bad influence because she seems wild.
Yeah. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think the dad is genuine. Some people say they don't trust him. He looks like a scammer. Other people are saying they think he's genuine. I'm just lazily trusting everybody. No, you are, girl.
I'm with you. I mean, like, I be trusting people.
Yeah. I know. I feel like I would. It would be a very, very slow path. But if he's for real and if he's genuine, I'd also have to know that you're not on that stuff anymore. You know,
how do you do that? Take a drug test and then come talk to me.
Yeah, take this drug test, Dad, and then we'll talk. Thanks. Right. So go ahead with your predictions, girlfriend. Let me know.
Okay. So first of all, Team Daleks. I definitely enjoyed the fact that they ended the night together. It made me feel like, okay, maybe she's not gonna go that route and go with Noah. They're gonna come together and finally have this connection. I hope. So that's that. Carlotta and Maurice have some chemistry.
They do.
I saw it.
They do.
Even Carlotta recognized it in this episode.
Yeah.
I saw her flip the wig bang to the side a little bit. Uh-huh. And she noticed that he was flirting a little bit. I'm here for it. Carlotta needs a really hot chocolate man, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
The dad and Star, I'm of course hoping for, you know, a reunion and full on, but the way that Carlotta's being a mama bear, I don't think she's going to let it go down. And I'm ready to see the nephew. That's what... Oh, and then also, I think that Cotton and the guy who got fired, there's got to be something that's
going
to happen there.
He's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere because we see him again. So it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
So that's about... That's all I have for you guys for right now. I want to get real crazy and say that Ayana's going to hook up with Jahil, and then Carlotta's going to find out and it's going to make beef between them two. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I won't do all that, but you guys heard me anyway.
So my predictions are, I think that they will collab with Gigi, Big Trouble, and Ayana is going to be forced to have to meet Big Trouble's demands, and she's going to hate it.
Yummy.
But that's, then I think Ayana's also going to see, like, this is what you've been missing the whole time. Like, you might sign Gigi, you might not, but if you do, with Gigi is going to come Big Trouble,
right?
And she's gonna hate it. She's gonna have to eat her heart out. I want to see who, you know, her dad is. What's his name? Charles Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that we get to see him next, because I thought we were gonna see him this episode, but he didn't show up to the party,
right?
So I guess we'll see him next episode. I think Jahil, because we saw whenever Cotton was said, she was reading that letter from the guy Omari, but we don't know what's in the letter.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that we get to see what's in the letter.
I saw at the bottom a little bit, you guys. I peeped at the end.
It said, like, love or something?
It said, like, yeah, it said love, and it said, I'm looking forward to seeing you when I'm out.
Yeah, I saw that. That's all we saw.
But why is Cotton nervous about
that? I don't know. That's what I want to know. So I'm like...
Is it Elliot, or is it the fact that she fell in love with him, or is it the fact that she doesn't want to be... I don't know.
I don't know. So I wonder if Jahil, because now that she's brought her dad in, and we know Jahil is a killer, and he don't mind killing somebody, so
right.
I wonder if now Jahil is going to be in killer mode after Omari, or what. Well, he's got to be. I feel like he just is, because somebody's messing with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I really want to know what that relationship is like. Me like too. We said, the construction guy, I don't think that's the end of him.
No.
I think that Elliot and Cotton's relationship will blossom into something.
In a love way or in a business way? Because remember, I think they're going to have a powerful
partnership. I think business first, but maybe love. I mean, the trust is probably not really there. Elliot's doing her a favor because he felt bad, first of all. So... I don't know. I think that's pretty much it for me. I do look forward to seeing Big Trouble and Gigi's song.
Yes.
I hope it's really, really good. I hope it's a banger. I don't even talk like that. But anyway.
But we do still hope.
I know. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us. That's all for our after show. In the live chat, thanks again. We loved your comments. Thanks so much for talking with us. You all have been so awesome. You all have followed us over here to our new platform. We love it. We cherish it. We admire it. Where can they find you, girlfriend?
You can find me on all social media at Deshauna O. Always talking about Star. Always talking about TV shows. You can catch me on DVR Report right here on AfterBuzz TV and Marvel's Inhumans on Sundays.
All right. And again, I'm Ivana Williams. Thanks for joining. You can follow me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.